Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Whatever you like, whatever you need, we got something that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Rich Horwath is with us. He's the author of Deep Dive. He's a strategic consultant. He helps companies put their best foot forward into the future. And Rich, thanks again for joining us. Talk to us a little bit about strategy, because you say that if you wait till you're comfortable, if you're comfortable with your strategy, you say you might already be beginning to become irrelevant.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Jim. You know, I think when you look at your strategy, and I'd suggest all the small business leaders out there, you know, write down your strategy.
Tell us what that is, Rich. Tell us what strategy is.
Strategy is really your ability to intelligently allocate your limited resources. So it's basically your ability to put together a plan to use your resources to reach your goals and objectives.
But it's more about the future than it is the execution, the present execution, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's a great point. You know, the goals and objectives are in the distance. That's what you're trying to get to. The strategy is the road that takes you there. So, to your point, it's forward-facing. It's forward-looking. I mean, we're not looking at the road behind us. We're not looking at where we've been. We're looking at what's the road that's going to take us to our goals and objectives.
And is
that's
it strategic,
what we're looking for.
And is it strategic thinking, identifying what's going to be needed tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, recognizing where you're short, where you're deficient in that, in whatever you need, and finding those resources or adjusting your plan?
That's absolutely correct, Jim. You know, strategic thinking is your ability to, as you said, look forward, identify what are we good at, where do we have weaknesses, and what do we need to get us to the goals and objectives. And, you know, too often, you know, we get comfortable with our strategy because it becomes this, it's like a strategy pizza with the works. You know, we have everything on it, and if we've got everything on it, then we're really not, in going back to your point earlier about core competencies, we're really not focusing where we need to focus. So I would challenge the small business leaders out there to ask yourselves, are you comfortable with your strategy? Because great strategy requires risk and trade-offs. So if you're comfortable with your strategy, it's by definition probably not as strong as it could be.
If you are going to sleep at night and you don't have one little twinge, at least one little twinge of concern about your future, then you're probably not paying attention.
That's exactly it. And, you know, to your point earlier, and I think it's a great one and it should be repeated, you know, if you're starting to think that, well, maybe we're getting a little complacent, maybe we're not pushing ourselves enough, then you're really falling farther behind than you think, because there's always could be competitors out there that are hungrier and that are really trying to take the next step up. And so we've got to make sure that we're taking time out of our day at least once a week, once a month, to sit down and think about the business, think about what does that future road look like.
One of the things our friend Joel Barker, who's going to be on the show again on Friday, said that an executive is someone who is taking the company from where it is to where it's going. And that means that he or she's always got one foot, you know, in the present and the other foot in the future.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy, because, again, you know, we've got to, as a small business leader, you've got to be able to navigate between different altitudes of thinking. And sometimes, as you said, you've got to be on the ground, you've got to be tactical, you've got to be looking at the details to make sure nothing's getting overlooked.
Right.
But then you've got to be able to quickly elevate your thinking to say, what's next? What are we going to be doing in 6 months or a year that positions us for success?
Well, as a small business owner, you know, a manager is somebody who executes the work that's been given to them by the executives. As a small business owner, you live your world between managing and being an executive. And if you do spend too much time, you know, being an executive, then you might be missing some of the details you need to pay attention to. If you spend too much time managing, you're probably not taking your company in the direction it needs to go in. You've got to learn how to balance that, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at a company like Apple, and we know how successful they've been with the iPad and the iPhone. You know, the Steve Jobs, their leader, has done a great job of exactly what you talked about. I mean, when they launch a new product, he knows the ins, the outs. He sat in with the design team, with the engineers. He's the one, you know, in the weeds, really looking at the product. Is it going to be the best thing for the customer? But then he's also the one that's navigated them to be dominant in really three industries now. When you look at mobile phones, you look at technology, you look at entertainment and music. He's been able to do both.
But
of
one
those
thing
things
he too. Has, one thing that he's that's different from him from us, Rich, and that is he doesn't have to worry about making payroll on Friday. We still have to do that. He's got peeps that take care of that for him. But that's one big difference. Hey, Rich, give us the website again, please.
Yeah, website is strategyskills with an S on the end .com. So strategyskills.com. Lots of free articles, instructional videos, things like that there on strategy.
All right, and the book is called Deep Dive, and that's available wherever books are sold, also on your website. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, always a pleasure to chat with you. Hope you have a great week.
You too. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Rich Horwath, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.